With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, are you a slow walker, a medium fast walker, a fast walker, a sitter?
I walk slow.
Oh, okay. Tom's a slow walker.
No, I'm joking because I always am, you know, made fun of for being fat and lazy. But honestly, I'm a fast walker. I'm one of those people who knows where they're going.
Okay.
And I weave in and out through the crowd because they're all lazily wandering around with no idea what they must have left their chair for. And so I get frustrated.
Just with you, though, it's hard to stop once you get started walking.
I have a little momentum going.
Yeah. Am I wearing high heels or sneakers?
Oh, my goodness.
That matters because
okay.
I'm usually a fast walker, but it depends.
Okay.
In high heels, she's a faller.
Out of all the people in the room, I would say you're the slowest walker out of all of us.
Well,
because I know Cato, he zips in and out of here.
I do.
I'm a fast walker. I'm a fast walker.
If I'm behind you in the hall,
your
though,
legs are, you're 6'3".
Okay.
I mean, your legs are lots longer.
Okay. So we can blame it on that.
Yeah.
Who would you say is the fastest walker in here?
The fastest?
Yeah. Well, no, the slowest. Let's go slowest.
The slowest?
If you're counting from here to the bathroom. Know,
I'm trying to think. I've never really seen you guys. I mean, I've bar hopped downtown with Heidi. She can get up and go.
Okay.
Even in high heels, we can make it.
All right. So,
I don't know. I would have thought Tom would have been the slowest walker, but I've never really watched you walk.
I'd go where I'm going. It's a waddle, but it's a fast waddle.
Okay. Well, a new study says slow walkers are much more likely to die of heart disease than people who walk at the more reasonable pace.
Yay.
Wow.
There's some punishment for them constantly being in my way.
Boy, don't you hate that too? Especially during the holiday season when you're shopping. And
yes.
And some people, they don't know which lane they're supposed to be in. I think it applies like your driving lanes.
Right. Get to the left if you're going fast.
Yeah.
Get to the right if you're going slow.
Yeah. Okay. But they tracked people for over 6 years, and they found that slow walkers are twice as likely to die from a heart-related illness, like a heart attack or a stroke. So you need to probably be not only, you know, checking how many paces that you walk or steps that you take a day, but how fast you're actually going when you're taking those steps.
Okay.
We need a speedometer.
I guess, you know, when you're doing it on a daily basis, it is healthy for you because you're pumping blood through your heart and everything's kind of exercising.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what they're saying, you know.
That's good for me.
Okay.
The fact that I walk fast is at least some, I can claim that as exercise. It's almost like when you're doing your taxes. I found the new deduction.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
I'm like, my walking counts.
Does your heart beat faster?
Yeah, especially when someone slows in front of me. I'm like, move.
Okay, especially with people that are texting now, walking in front of you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's different.
Even if you're texting, you know, they're behind a driver who's texting.
They need a texting lane for walkers in the mall. They need a lane for all of us who are just like, blah, 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 blah. I'm writing my friend.
Okay.
And that way you don't block the people who are not texting.
Well, just like on the highway, they have rest stops. They need to pull over at a certain place and text and then get back into the lane of traffic.
You don't want to stop. You want a lane for all the other slow people.
Can we just use the rest stops instead of making new text stops?
Oh, for driving part.
Yeah, for driving.
I'm sure you can, but who's going to do that? They're so far apart.
Yeah, they are, actually. Mm-hmm.
Well, they say they also found that how fast you walk is a pretty good predictor of exercise tolerance. In other words, slow walkers are more likely to hate working out.
Wow. So that means if you're slower than me, you are really lazy.
I would say so, Tom.
Because I'm a fast walker, but I hate working out.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a mental thing. I think this article overlooks some other things. It's not just physical. It's mental. My mind, I focus on where I'm going to go. I don't really enjoy the path getting there other than weaving in and out of all the slow people. That's kind of fun until they block you and you can't move.
I will say that, like with my kids, I walk slower with them. Because obviously they have little bitty legs, and it's hard to, you got to walk slow with them.
I do that too because I still remember to this day walking through a mall parking lot with my dad and him yelling at me because I wouldn't keep up. And I remember thinking then, I was like, Dad, I have littler legs than you. And he did not care. He
would. Did you tell him that?
Well, I was a little kid. No. I'm not going to tell him now. It would make him feel bad. But I remembered it for my kids, and when they say that I'm walking too fast, I don't turn around and go, you're walking too slow. I just slow down for them because I remember how bad my dad was.
Oh, come man. Here. Run
he
over
did
here.
So much right, but that one wrong thing has stuck with me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.